What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A Pennsylvania school is launching an investigation after a kindergartner brought Jell-O shots to class.
Again?
The Johnstown School District said in a statement on Wednesday of this week that the student had given out alcohol in the form of Jell-O shots to three other students, calling it an isolated incident. The press release signed by the superintendent said immediate action was taken when staff became aware of the incident and the affected students were evaluated by the school nurse.
She's like, yep, they're drunk.
Emergency medical services transported the students to a local hospital out of an abundance of caution where their parents were able to meet them. The Jell-O shots were confiscated, and local authorities are working with the school to determine how the student obtained them in the first place. Quoting here from the school district, "We want to assure our families that the health and well-being of our students is our top priority. Counselors and support staff will be available for any students who may need assistance processing today's events."
No.
What? What?
Not to sound like a broken record or repeat what Dana said, but again?
This just happened. I think you were gone, Scott, the last time it happened.
It was a lady in Texas who brought decorative Jell-O shots. She was arrested.
How did the kid get his hands or her hands on Jell-O shots?
You put them in the fridge? I'm going to tell you right now.
In the Texas case, one kid had seven. He puked twice.
I understand. What I'm saying is to bring them to school, you would have to, would one carry them?
Yeah, they were on a tray. I guarantee you they were on a tray in the fridge.
Okay.
And the little boy saw them and thought, well, this looks like fun. It's Jell-O. It is Jell-O.
Right. Which was probably made by mom or dad.
Yep. I'm going to take some to school.
As they're leaving, does a kindergartner walk themselves to the bus stop without passing mom or dad to say goodbye?
Yeah, that is.
Or does mom and dad get them in the car and say, why are we bringing the Jell-O shots?
Yeah.
Did he sneak them into his lunchbox?
I mean, the key here is kindergartner.
Yeah, you're right.
Not seventh grader.
You're right.
Not freshman.
And if he was hiding them, that would imply that he knew that he was doing something wrong.
There is no way that a kid takes Jell-O shots to school without mom and or dad knowing.
Because those would not be easy to slip into a backpack.
No, they would not.
Very messy.
Clearly. So mom and or dad had to know that little Junior was taking Jell-O shots to class.
Eh.
Right?
It's hard to explain, but I don't necessarily know that mom and dad knew.
Mike in Kansas City, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I just wanted to say a lot of times, depending on where you live, those Jell-O shots come in little cups like you buy in the grocery store.
Yeah?
Regular Jell-O.
Yeah. So you could stack them and put them in a book bag, I suppose. Or
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
an older sibling took him to school. Like, we just don't know.
Well, if a young kid can't read, it just looks like Jell-O to him.
Yeah. I don't think the 5-year-old knew what he was taking, or they've got bigger problems in that house.
I don't think it either.
but I go back to my point. I mean, at what point in the morning when your kindergartner is getting ready for school, are you, I mean, I guess maybe you're a working dad or working mom and you're upstairs getting ready for work. And
yeah.
They're downstairs watching, you know, Teletubbies or whatever the hell they're watching. And I guess.
Yeah. And you don't check their bag before you let them out of the car.
No, most people don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Do appreciate the call. Christy will take it. Line one. Hello, Christy.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same.
So listen, you guys must have never done Jell-O shots. When we make them, you get a big tray, you line them up with the little Solo cups, you pour your concoction in there, and you put the lid on, just like at a restaurant when you get like ranch dressing or whatever.
Yeah, a little ramekin.
So then a little plastic Solo cups is what they're called with the lid. Put them in the fridge. That kid probably opened the fridge to get his juice or whatever and said, oh, that looks good, and threw them in his bag, I bet. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just grabbed a bunch of them and handed them out to friends.
Shauna in Pleasant Hill. Hello.
Hey. So my kiddos were a few years apart in age, and sometimes the older one would pack the younger one's lunch. And I can see them opening the refrigerator, and like she said, a lot of times, even if they didn't have a lid on them, but seeing little Jell-O. And you got little sister going, oh, yum, big sister, Jell-O, can I have some? Sure, we'll put it in there. And them not having a clue that that was a Jell-O shot. And I mean, I think we might be maybe punishing the parents a little bit too much because kids are, they're pretty savvy sometimes. And I just don't know that they would know that that's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think they would have either.
Sean and Dana, maybe you can answer this for me. I don't drink anymore, and even when I did, I didn't do Jell-O shots.
Our listeners are very, very educated in these matters.
Are Jell-O shots still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, sure. Especially, like coming on now where you've got, you know, outdoor parties and stuff. Oh, yeah, on the boat. We used to take them on the boat. Oh, yeah, they're really refreshing, and you just pop them in and... You don't feel the effects for a while, and you pop in a couple more, and pop in a couple more, and then you realize, oh wow, it kind of hits you.
Yeah, okay,
is that how booze works? Okay.
In a Jell-O shot form, it does because it slows it all down a little bit.
Okay.
She loves her some Jell-O
Our
shots.
Our listeners are so educated in these matters.
I think somebody may have had a couple Jell-O shots this afternoon.
You know I love my float trips, and there are two kinds of float trips. There are very quiet, quaint, in the middle of nowhere float trips, and then there are party rivers. And if you go on a float trip on a party river, keep your head up, because you will have Jell-O shots flying at you many times over the 6 to 8 hours that you're on the water.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They will just throw them at people. People pack coolers full of them.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.